What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 19 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, God's Love is Demonstrated. The Romans Life Application Bible Commentary has a section that says, how do you know God loves you? Can be directly answered. I know God loves me because Jesus died for me. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8 is the Apostle Paul's version of John 3:16. God demonstrates His own love for us by dying for us. God's amazing love is not based on us getting our act together to deserve it. It is not based on our track record of performance to guarantee its continued flow. Instead, God's love is based on the fact, as we are reminded in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, that God is love. He extends His love and grace to sinners apart from and in spite of who we are. Romans 5, verses 6 through 8 discloses two powerful truths about God's love. First, His love is unquestionable. Romans 5, 8 says that God demonstrates His own love for us. God has once and for all proven His love for us. The word demonstrates could be translated as to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. There should never be a doubt about God's love for you. Additionally, the verb demonstrates is in the present tense. Paul's use of the present tense is significant. Not only did Jesus die for us, but He continues to show us His love no matter how many times we fall and fail to do His will. Did you know you can't do anything so good that God would love you more than He already does? And you can't do anything so bad that God would love you any less. God is love, and His love never changes. His love is truly unquestionable because of what Jesus did on the cross, combined with His continual love for you. The second truth from these verses is that God's love is unconditional. Romans 5:8 states that God loves us while we were still sinners. Verse 6 says, when we were still powerless, and that Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7 mentions someone possibly dying for a good and righteous person. Paul is contrasting this with Jesus dying for powerless sinners. You see, while we were still weak, wicked, and wayward, Jesus died for us. He did not die for His friends. He died for His enemies. He did not die for people who loved Him, but He died for the very people who had crucified Him. He died for the ungodly. There is one word that you could put after the three words, I love you that will always tell you that it is not unconditional love. And that word is if. I love you if you start doing this, or if you stop doing that. You can rest assured that our loving God will never say, I love you if. Do you understand what that means? God does not love us because we deserve His love. He loves us even though we don't. God doesn't love us because we love Him, because there was a time when none of us did. Thus, as sinners long before we became His children, God loved us. So His love is not dependent on what we do, how we act, or whether we reciprocate His love. His love is constant and never changes. We clearly see the truth of His unquestionable and unconditional love at the cross. Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. Max Lucado puts it more eloquently. Don't you need a fountain of love that won't run dry? You will find one on a stone-cropped hill outside of Jerusalem's walls where Jesus hangs, cross-nailed and thorn-crowned. When you feel unloved, ascend this mount. Meditate long and hard on heaven's love for you. The definitive, God-sanctioned gauge of God's love is not a good day or a bad break, but the dying hours of His Son. God loves you, and He showed it by sending His Son. Jesus' love for you is displayed at the cross where He died for you. God loves you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Some questions to consider. Are there times you are tempted to doubt God's love for you? If so, when and why? How do the words, Christ died for us, in verse 8, shout God's love for you? And finally, how important is it that the word demonstrates in verse 8 is in the present tense? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.